We'll try and stop that and do something more constructive. I've got a very special guest in this morning. And I'm looking forward to speaking to him because we haven't had a chat for a while, and he's a good man. A good man to know if you're in trouble. His name is Morne Steffens, and he's coming up next. Good morning to you, Morne. Nice to have you on the Dave Charles Show. It's the very first time you've been on this show. You've been on the radio lots, but this is the first time. So don't be nervous.
Indeed. No problem, sir. Thank you for having me.
I wanted to, before we get into the main topic of the day, I wanted to go back a little bit and find out from you a few things, because you're a man that has a massive heart for the community. The Balito Neighborhood Watch wouldn't be the same. In fact, it wouldn't exist without you. But for those that don't know you, how would you describe who you are and what you do?
Well, first of all, I need to say to you that I've got a committee that I rely on quite heavily. So it's not all me. But me in a nutshell, I do care about the residents of this town very much, and about the place obviously being the little bubble that we bought into, and maintaining that and keeping it that way. So that is. And then yes, of course, we as the Neighborhood Watch and CPF, we do lots and lots of things for the community. And then we, you know, I also get involved in other aspects. My wife often tell me I just can absolutely not keep my nose out of anything, you know. But
have you always been like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Johannesburg, and then from there spent a number of years in the UK, and moved to Balito, settled into Balito about 18 years ago.
Wow. And what did you do in your earlier iteration? How did you start your working career?
You know, I started in my working career was always in a production management perspective, from a aspect. And then after that, I moved into recruitment. I've been in the recruitment industry now for about 32 years. Oh. I run my own business from Balito, but we recruit on a national basis. But yeah, sort of in the supply chain and freight and logistics industries.
Have you ever been involved in crime prevention? I'm talking not necessarily Neighborhood Watch, but I'm talking maybe police work or that sort of thing, because you're very good at what you do.
Luckily, I missed the intake. I just missed the last intake for compulsory military service. Because I'm not that old, actually. So I just look that way because of the Neighborhood Watch. But I've always looked. My dad was in the army all his life, so he was sergeant major, resident sergeant major for many, many years. So
with which unit?
Oh gosh, I can't even remember. It's so long ago, David.
So you were literally the son of a sergeant major.
Absolutely, 100%.
And you survived.
And I survived. And yes, I suppose that's where the. I've got that thing everything has got to be done correct, and there's a time and a place for everything, and that's been instilled in me by my father in many aspects. Oh. Yeah, he unfortunately never left his RSM badge at work. He brought it home with him. So yeah, we all had to be on tiptoes.
You know, talking about that, it's an interesting thing. You say you missed the last intake. Are you sad about that?
Yes.
Wow.
I absolutely, you know, I think, and you know, Dave, and it's, we come from a different era, you know, and I believe that time there was a lot of discipline instilled in people. And, you know, I think you can see, and I'm probably going to get slaughtered for this, but I think you can see in many aspects, a lot of the younger generation, you know, there's definitely.
I was going to say, you played a vital role in, during the riots of 21, manning and organizing the checkpoints into and out of Balito, and keeping schedules and orders and things like that. And there was a very clear example of men particularly, but I'm sure there were some women as well, that had been in service in terms of the discipline and the order and the entire, the way it all came together. Lots of people in, I would imagine, in leadership roles because they adopted those naturally, and then equally as many that just literally slotted in to do their duty. Older guys and girls, yeah, for sure, but you're quite right. There was that very evident self-discipline and then, yeah, and then kind of an organized discipline that said, this is what needs to be done, and we'll do it. End Absolutely. Of the story. There were youngsters that pitched. Many of them didn't have the weapons training or the weapons, so they came with hockey sticks and cricket bats. And
absolutely, and absolutely.
I think some of them also, you know, were in it because it was quite a jewel for them. But the serious stuff of keeping order, that fell on your shoulders and your committee, and that was a job extremely well done. I think the Neighborhood Watch has played so much of a leading role when it's come to not only the security and safety of the community that we serve, but also looking after aspects of the community that need help, which is really what leads us into our conversation this morning. But I thought before we get there, let's take another musical breather. Here it is. It's the Thompson Twins, and we'll be back with Mornay Steffens, my special guest for the morning. On the flip side of this one, it's called Lay Your Hands on Me. Your Hands on Me. It's 22 and it's past 10 o'clock on a Thursday morning. Thursday, the 9th of April. You're on the Dave Charles Show, brought to you proudly by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. And I'm in conversation with Mornay Steffens this morning. On the Dave Charles Show, the world will smile. Mornay, getting back now to the subject at hand, I mentioned the fact before the break that you and your organization also get very much behind those that need assistance from the community. And particularly, I know you have a massive heart for animals that can't, you know, do it for themselves. So you become very, very much front and center when it comes to raising awareness of need, and then not just raising awareness, but getting behind finding solutions. And in particular, I want to reference the pet food drive that has become quite synonymous with the Neighborhood Watch, and you do it fairly regularly. Can you give us the background to that?
Yeah, of course, absolutely. I think it started during COVID, actually, to be honest, when we did quite a lot of food drives for people that needed, that fell into hard times and that needed to be feeding. And then we got approached by somebody to ask if we would be able to assist this specific NGO, Animally Haven, with food. And
because one doesn't realize that it's one thing to have a place of safety for creatures that are lost or, you know, that need help, and there's wonderful people that are prepared to go and do the work, but it's expensive and particularly demanding in that these creatures need to be fed and cared for, and the cost of animal feed or pet food or whatever one wants to call it, I mean, it's extraordinary how it mounts up. You know, we rescued you. You were very much front and center of that little puppy rescue job that we were all part of, and you know, the Neighborhood Watch played a vital role. And one of those little puppies is now my pride and joy. It sort of rules the roost at the Charles family. But you know, they were eventually rehomed through an organization called Paw Prints. And Paw Prints had put them onto a diet of Hill's Science food, which,
ouch,
by the way, exactly over R1,000 a bag of you.
Correct.
Oh, no. And you've got to stay on it.
Yeah.
So we're not talking quite in that league, but still, pet food is expensive. And these organizations battle like crazy to keep their animals in good check because, well, where does it come from? You guys get behind it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I think I'm going back to Animally Haven. She pre-COVID days, she had a number of regular sponsors, and of course these sort of fell off the bandwagon at some point in time, and she doesn't get any formal funding from anywhere. So it's purely donations. So without the big boys behind her, it's really, really a struggle for her to actually be able to feed these animals. And yes, as you said, huge costs associated with pet food.
But luckily, we have a community that tends to have a heart for these situations, and particularly when it comes to animal welfare. Yeah. It's funny, you know, people tend to care, and I hate to say it like this, but it is true. I think people care more about animals in distress often than other people, because they work it out that, you know, we're all human, we've got the same ability. If, you know, you can pick yourself up, but an animal can't. I mean, there it is. Yeah. So there is this opportunity that comes around when the Neighborhood Watch puts out the call, and that the opportunity is to be part of the solution by taking a drive to your nearest supermarket and picking up something on the shelves that doesn't cost an arm and a leg, and then leaving it nicely wrapped, clearly identifiably marked in your gate. Because there's a bit of a protocol involved there as well. I think from experience, you've discovered that the monkeys are also very keen to be fed.
Very happy to get stuck into some dog more or whatever. But they've got no qualms.
So let's backtrack a little. Getting something like this off the ground clearly was a difficult exercise. You had to communicate with your membership. And you had to organize, most importantly, the collection, because it's a logistical exercise.
Yeah, no, look, absolutely. And I think the Neighborhood Watch created the street cluster groups a number of years ago, the WhatsApp street cluster groups. So we've got a big audience that we can communicate to, fortunately, through these clusters. And we do this twice a year, where we collect the pet food. So it's at least 2 months of the year that she hasn't got the stress of having to find food. And yes, we fortunately, again, we've got a good committee. We've got good patrol volunteers that's always willing on the morning to get stuck in, and we all jump in our vehicles, branded vehicles with the Neighborhood Watch logo on, to make sure that it's not some random person fighting with the monkeys to get the food. And we go and collect as quickly as possible. And from there on, it gets shipped up to Annamalai Haven.
And there's a bit of a process. I know that there is you're very particular about making sure that your gift of food is kept secure and not left out where anyone can go and swipe it, because there are, unfortunately, those among us that will do that. So there's a bit of a protocol. What is just go through the motions. How does one leave the food safely?
Sure. So generally, we say to people, leave your pet food outside your gate at 10 o'clock. And wherever possible, if you can just hang around until we get there. We'll sort of get there latest about 8 minutes past, 10 past.
So it's like it's like clockwork. You guys are working on the hour, and the patrollers are all out there, and they go. They go, and do they know in advance which kind, lovely people are going to donate, or is it just a question of driving along?
We literally divide the residential area, and then people get allocated to certain streets, and that's where they go as soon as we all go and collect, so they know exactly where to go. And yes, you've got to keep looking where you can see there's a bag out with food. So there's no set. We're only going to this and this and this property.
And of course, it would make sense if you're donating to stick around to make sure, firstly, that your food is not purloined by the monkeys or other nefarious creatures. And also, I think it's a lovely point of contact. You know, the patrollers come past, you're there, there's that human contact, that exchange, that's part of being something good. Yeah, I think everyone enjoys that.
Absolutely, and I think as you mentioned earlier, Dave, we're so fortunate in this community. The Bolito residents, especially when it comes to animals, are absolutely amazing. They're always very good. On average, we collect about a ton of food per collection.
Wow! So it is really well supported.
Yeah, absolutely.
But of course, one doesn't rest on the laurels, because it can always, you can't have too much. That's the point. Yeah. So think about this if you're listening, or if you're in touch with your neighbors and you want to be part of the drive, which is happening very shortly. I would encourage it. In fact, it's happening on the 11th of April, which is this Saturday.
This Saturday, correct.
And all you need to do literally is go along to your nearest supermarket or purveyor of pet food. You can donate a one tin. I mean, you know, you don't have to buy a big bag, but it would be nice if you did.
Absolutely. Yeah.
The more the merrier. And it really makes an enormous difference. So the process from the collection to the distribution, with a ton of food coming together, that's again a logistical nightmare.
Yeah, absolutely. So we have the NGO that's got quite a big van that they use, and then very often we will ask one of our security partners to assist in getting the rest of the food that she can't fit into her vehicle to take it up to the farm.
And that's another thing that I noticed. You work very closely with the private security companies, and there's a very good relationship between the Neighborhood Watch and the private security companies, which gives us an extra layer of protection in this greater North Coast Ballito region.
For sure.
And that's a wonderful thing, and I salute all of those security clusters, the providers that are in business. They need to make a living, but generally speaking, they give a hell of a lot at the same time.
Absolutely.
Which is wonderful. So let's go through it again. This Saturday morning, it's the 11th of April. 10 o'clock is kind of the D-Day, or the time for the food to be out and collected. And the process to get there, you pop along to your supermarket or wherever you can find the food that you're looking for. You buy that. Does it need to be packed into a special bag or anything like that, or can it just go out as it is?
Just for ease of convenience to pick up, you know, if you've got a couple of tins or whatever, if it could just go in a normal plastic bag, a checkers bag or whatever the case is, you know, so that these guys can just collect and
because they're on a bit of
to the next one. Yeah, absolutely.
A deadline. They don't want to be running around picking up the individual tins.
That's exactly it. And Dave, I just wanted to mention as well that, you know, should you not be at home on Saturday morning, but you want to get involved, you can also drop food off at 69 Zen Drive at any time from now on until Saturday morning, 10 o'clock sort of cut off. And also, if you don't have the time or you can't get to a shop or that sort of thing, you can also do a monetary donation directly into Ballito Vet's account for monies to go towards the vet bills that she
is. Is that available on a website somewhere?
We sent that out via our WhatsApp groups, but it's also going to be on. We're also going to put it onto our Neighborhood Watch Facebook page within the next hour or so.
Okay, and as this is going up as a podcast, you can then refer to that to find out where to go in terms of social media to find the details. Because, surely, I mean, you may not have an opportunity to go out and buy food. You may not be available on Saturday, for example. But it would be a wonderful thing if you were able to donate a little bit of money and with it the goodwill that makes a huge difference to those that are doing wonderful work. But together we are much stronger than individuals could ever be. And that makes this community really special. So the Neighborhood Watch, how's it doing? Is it well supported at the moment, or can you still do with more members?
We can definitely do with more members, Dave. We've dropped quite significantly in numbers with people that's left Ballito for whatever reasons. But we're still in a very good situation and very good so, and certainly also with our fundraiser, our annual fundraiser, which is also coming up in July. I'll come and chat to you about that. We're certainly able to do what we set out to do, and that is to be able to afford to bring in. What we're doing at the moment particularly is to focus on additional cameras and, you know, the street number painting that you see on the sides of the roads. And that's why we need the members. You know, your 250 Rand a year membership per household, which is really, really small change in essence.
It is when you consider the value that you're getting from that. You know, one can't, I think, stress strongly enough the value of a good working neighborhood watch. I see your guys on patrol regularly. Your communications on social media are really pinpoint and spot on. And whenever there is a drama, you're often the very first to react. But because you're so well networked into the private security structures, it's an almost instant response when there is drama. And listen, I see on the social media sites there's drama almost every day. Luckily, we don't have a massive problem with serious crime, but there's always issues that need to be attended to. And thank heavens we have an active neighborhood watch, the Mornay Steffens, the man and his team behind it. And I would urge you, if you're listening to this and keen to get involved, find out how you can join the Neighborhood Watch, 250 Rand per year. For that, you get lots of communication. You're part of an organization that you know is doing extremely good work to keep the community safe and sound and to look after the creatures that need help and various other very important roles that they fulfill. There is a big fundraiser coming up for the Neighborhood Watch. It's always a sort of highlight of the year. We will be talking about that shortly. But right now the focus is on the pet food drive this Saturday. And thank you for coming in, Mornay. It was a kind of last minute thing, but you were prepared to step up. And we look forward to being able to support you in that initiative and on other initiatives going forward. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you so much, David. Sure. Thanks for giving us the platform to make more people aware of this.
It is such a pleasure, my friend, and I look forward to our next conversation.